You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds for this game, Romelu Lukaku to score in an Everton win is 5-1 enhanced from 18-5, and Wayne Rooney to score in a Man United win in 90 minutes is 4-1, having been 14-5. We'll start with you, Derek, purely because Everton were thrashed in the Merseyside derby. They got beat 4-0, so it's not just a case of injuries and suspensions that came out of that game. It's where will their heads be going into what is ultimately the biggest game of their season so far?
Well, it was shockingly bad. But that's the thing about Premier League teams. I've said it many times. You get what you, because they're shockingly bad one game, it doesn't mean they'll be shockingly bad two games. Quite the opposite, in fact. The Premier League teams, because they have the ability to bounce back. And I expect Everton to bounce back. Yeah, they are in a bit of a disarray. The league form hasn't been great. I mean, they're in the bottom half of the table when you look at the squad, and they should be nowhere near that. But I expect a real reaction to what happened at Anfield the other night. Because this is, you know, okay, you look at the league position, but this isn't a bad Everton side. You know what? In fact, about 6 weeks ago, if someone had said to me, Everton are going to play Man United on neutral ground, I'd have thought, okay, it'll be in, for a 90-minute scoreline, it'll probably be 7-4, 7-4, 11-5 to draw. I would make it that equal. Now, Everton are 5-2 here. I actually think if they were played their best and Man United played their best, Everton would win. I seriously believe that. I know a team's daft when you look at Man United going for a top four spot and Everton about 14th or whatever they are. But I do seriously believe that, and I think they'll show it next season. So I'm going to go for Everton at 5-2 here. And let's not forget, back in 2009, when United were in their pomp and Everton were nowhere near the side they are now, I think Everton beat United in the semi-final. So I'm going to go for the Blues here.
Siding with Everton then. Dave, Everton's best performances have probably come in the FA Cup, the performance against Chelsea in the last round and so on. What do you make of them on Saturday?
Just to pick up on something Derek just said there as well, Premier League teams bounce back, Derek, but they've not done, have they, Everton? I mean, the only team they've beaten in their last eight in the Premier League is Aston Villa, which is basically just a gimme for all the clubs in the competition this season. So Everton haven't been a team that have just bounced back. And Roberto Martinez is now under serious pressure, given that they were walloped by Liverpool midweek. And they just seem to have stopped playing for Martinez. It was a performance devoid of any real hope, any real ambition from Everton on Wednesday night. It was a pathetic performance, really. And given that Ramiro Funes-Mori got sent off and John Stones got injured late on in that game, they're already without Phil Jagielka. They've got worries from a central defensive standpoint. Whoever is going to play there, whether it's Mohamed Besic or maybe Gareth Barry will drop back into that position, they're lacking experience in that area. And it is, as Derek again said, a case of how quickly things change. You cast your mind back to mid-February, the last round of the Cup, where they beat Chelsea 2-0, and Romelu Lukaku looked like a beast of a player who was unstoppable and scored two goals to deny Chelsea this spot in the semi-final. And you would have said to yourself, how can Everton possibly be 5-2 to win on neutral territory against Manchester United? But lots of things have changed since then, and Manchester United have improved slightly. They played in front of what was a half-empty stadium at midweek against Crystal Palace and won 2-0, and they created a lot of chances. It could have been a lot better than the scoreline suggested at the end of those 90 minutes. And Manchester United have beaten Everton home and away this season. They lead 4-0 on aggregate in their meetings. I don't think Everton will bounce back here. I think they'll be found out defensively. Manchester United, they keep grinding out these 1 or 2 nil wins, and I think that's what will happen here. I think they'll stop Everton from scoring. So my favourite bet here is Manchester United and under 2.5 goals at 16-5, because I think that's too big a price. And Martinez, Derek, he keeps playing the Mr. Nice Guy card, but it can only go so far. He's clearly an idealist, but we saw it at Wigan. He doesn't have any control over how they perform defensively, and it's filtered through into this Everton side now.
Well, yeah, it's like he got his coaching badges and he didn't have to do anything defensively. he was off that day. But, you know, let's not forget, you brought Wigan up. You know, they were up against it every round they played in, and they got to the final and won it. And you're right, you're right to talk back to Everton's defeat of Chelsea as well in the last round. That was a sensational performance. He didn't give Chelsea a kick that day. And you say they haven't bounced back, but they haven't had to bounce back, have they? They've only been playing league matches when there's nothing in it for them in the league. I mean, there should have been something in it for them, I admit, on Wednesday night. It was a Merseyside derby. But they played like a team that had all the eyes on this game. So I'm willing to forgive that. And yes, they've got a few defensive worries, but they're playing a powder puff Man United side here, you know. I know that Man United have been getting some decent results recently, but they've played no one. I think they'll find this a tough nut to crack. And I really do fancy Everton here.
We're going head-to-head here then, Derek, because I can't have them at all. So good luck, but not too much good luck for this match on Saturday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.